WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
William Burroughs' 1959 novel, Naked Lunch, has long been considered one of the masterpieces of the Beat Generation, but its bizarre flights of drug fantasy have made it seem impossible to film. Now David Cronenberg, the Canadian director who made Scanners, The Fly, and Dead Ringers, has adapted it. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a report on the meeting of two unusual minds.
It's more like a triumphal wedding of two minds. David Cronenberg has made a movie that's true to his own gooey sensibility, and yet completely faithful to the freeze-dried spirit of Burroughs. Enter the world of this movie, and you quickly find yourself many, many light years from home. And yet, some of the signposts are pretty down to earth. We're in New York in 1953. The air is brown, the wallpaper is peeling. That's Ornette Coleman on the soundtrack, a little before his time. And here's Peter Weller as Bill Lee, which was Burroughs' own favorite pseudonym. Lee is an exterminator, as Burroughs was for a time, and Cronenberg has had the inspiration to use a lot of other details from Burroughs' life as a kind of passageway into the heart of the novel. There is, for instance, Bill's relationship with his wife Joan, wonderfully played by Judy Davis. In a brilliant stroke, Cronenberg uses the exterminator's bug powder as a metaphor for the wide range of drugs that Bill and Joan and their circle actually experimented with. In this scene, Bill comes home from a wrangle with the narcotics squad to find Joan injecting bug powder into her right breast.
We've been married. We've got to get out of town.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
I got busted for bug powder. I started hallucinating behind the stuff. God knows what I really said to those two flat feet. I'm not even sure how I got out of there.
Did you bring back tomorrow's bug powder? Did you, Bill? Did you?
My God, Joan. You're acting like a full-fledged junkie. And it's bug powder, for Christ's sake.
Well, I do have a little bit of a habit, yes, hon. You ought to at least give me a few marks for originality.
Bill will later accidentally shoot Joan dead in a game of William Tell, just as Burroughs did in real life. And as in real life, that incident will cause him to escape into more drugs, and then exile, and endless bouts of furious, chaotic writing. The real-life Burroughs went to Tangier, and over a period of years, produced Naked Lunch, about life in the weird, druggy universe he called Interzone. In the movie, Interzone becomes the world that Bill enters every time he takes drugs. It's the world where he has his visions, the world from which he writes. And it looks a lot like Tangier, except for the typewriters that keep turning into giant insects, and the monstrous green creatures known as mugwumps, whose semen is the best high of all. In Interzone, writers are agents, typing up reports on their delirium. The typewriters themselves dictate what those reports contain, and if you change the kind of typewriter you use, that's tantamount to changing the drug you use, so you'll write different stuff. If all this seems a trifle esoteric, well, it is. Cronenberg has written and filmed Naked Lunch on dozens of different levels, and the more you know about Burroughs and the Beat writers, the more you'll get and enjoy. Weller's dead voice and paranoid body language come directly from Burroughs himself. They're a brilliant imitation, but if you've never encountered the Burroughs persona, they may leave you cold. The movie is weirdly hermetic and dreamlike, not to mention occasionally pretty icky. But it's also explosively funny. And finally, even touching. You have to forgive the last half hour or so when Cronenberg scurries to resolve the least interesting and most obscure of the plot's machinations. But no matter. What Cronenberg has made here is one of the most intelligent and even gripping studies of the creative process ever committed to film. Naked Lunch is a profusely imagined portrait of the artist as an aging dope fiend. Take it or leave it. It doesn't stint on the squalor, but it doesn't stint on the dark poetry either.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.